Sometimes we have communion at the end of the service. Today we're going to have it in the middle of the service, because it is a special time as we remember what Christ has done for us. We encourage you to participate if you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. You do not have to be a member of our church, but you need to be a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. I just want to have a special time this morning as we are reminded of all that Christ did for us. Isaiah 53, I just want to read this to you beginning in verse number 2. And the men can go ahead and make their way up. Those that are helping with communion this morning can make their way up. But the Bible says in Isaiah 53, in verse 2, "For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground." This is speaking of Christ. "He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him." Verse 3, "He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely," verse 4 says, "surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded," the Bible says, "for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities." The Bible says, "the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed." And man's response is this: "And all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." This morning we celebrate the Lord's Supper in celebration of what Christ has done for us in taking our iniquities, in taking our sins. He was just, he was perfect, he was righteous in every way, no sin of his own. And yet I, as the sinner, through faith in his finished work, am declared righteous because of him. So this morning, we celebrate his body that was given for us and his blood that was shed for us. So I want to draw your attention now to 1 Corinthians chapter number 11 and verse number 23. The Apostle Paul, speaking to the church at Corinth, says this to them: "For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night, and when he was betrayed, took the bread." And the bread is a symbol of the body of Christ that was given for us for payment for our sin. Thank you. 24, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me, in remembrance of him. The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. The Bible tells us that as we use juice this morning to remind us of the blood of Christ that was shed for each of us. Verse 25 says this, after the same manner also he took the cup. The Bible then says in verse 25, after the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament of my blood. This do as oft as you drink it, in remembrance of me, in remembrance of him. The Bible then says in verse number 26, For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show forth the Lord's death until he comes. So the Bible instructs us that we continue to remind ourselves of all that Christ did until he returns. Let's bow our heads one more time this morning. We'll pray. And then the men will gather up the cups from you in just a moment. Father, again, we thank you. Where would we be without Christ? There's no way we could have ever earned or merited what you have done for us. But by grace, through faith, you have forgiven us our sins, and you have clothed us with the very righteousness of your Son. We praise you for these truths. We glorify Christ this day for his marvelous work, and we thank you for this glorious plan of salvation and for redeeming man. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen.